probably do is they'll have a big highlight reel to remind us of what a great year it's been.
You know what I love is that Kelly Clarkson has refused to associate herself with American Idol. Now that Kelly Clarkson's got a decent producer and got a decent record out, and also I saw, do you see the commercial for milk that Kelly Clarkson is doing?
No.
Man.
You've got it going on for Kelly Clarkson, don't you?
I think Kelly Clarkson's kind of grown up.
Extraordinary.
I mean, I think I'd like to see Kelly Clarkson make some milk.
Oh, I thought that was that not the commercial you were talking about?
It made me think. When I saw the commercial with Kelly Clarkson, it made me think, what's the best kind of milk?
Suddenly you want to know.
Of course.
Kelly Clarkson?
Yeah.
Let's take another look at her.
And that song, I want to tell you something. That song is like mental patient stuff for me. Since you've been gone, blah, 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 blah. Shows you what one good
power
chord does.
So she's not making an appearance. She won't make an appearance on American Idol?
She's not been on for
years. And
they're
not contractually obligated, I guess, after the year's over.
They'll have Fat Ruben there.
Right.
That, and Clay will be there.
Yeah, they have to be there.
Justin Guarini may be there if he's not in jail.
Justin Guarini. From, what is it, from Justin to Kelly or something?
Something like that. That's a fine movie.
That Kelly Clarkson song, though, is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, really, it's the first great song out of American Idol. That's why I'm not jacked about watching it tonight, because they're going to be singing whatever the crap first single is that they've already decided is going to be. It'll be like a Mariah Carey song,
and
right?
This is the second album of Kelly Clarkson's, right?
This one? Mike, I'm not... Hold on, let me think. Miss Independent, that was on her second album?
I don't know. This could be a second or a third.
I don't know. I just know she makes me want to drink milk, and she makes me want.
Do you like her milk commercials?
She makes me want to wonder, where does milk come from? Mm-hmm. Not the kind of milk that cows give us.
I understand.
But the kind.
I understand
that babies have.
Wow. I do understand what you're talking about.
Like
Kelly. Thank you for really, though, you know, leaving no doubt. I mean, now, I completely understand
what
you're
saying. That's quite a milk mustache she's got.
Yeah,
that's not milk.
Oh, dear. Dear me.
She's my favorite idol.
Yeah,
and you know the song that they're doing is going to be a lot like United We Stand, which I couldn't believe they sang that song.
And United We Stand.
Yeah, that's a song, incidentally, that not even like one of these jack radio stations would play.
Right.
A song that's so horrific, yet they had those tools come out last week and sing that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think both of these contestants, Carrie and Bo, are going to have really successful recording careers because they both got and probably Carrie more so in country than Bo.
Have they played Buzz?
I disagree. I think they'll be forgotten in 3 weeks.
I would tend to agree with you, Buzz. Mm-hmm. I think that these are the flavors of the month. I mean, really,
I think Carrie Underwood is the first real pure country finalist that we've had, so I think that might give her a leg up.
The country community is bright, and they will latch on to her.
They're great fans, Rob.
Yes, they are. The country community.
I hear ye. You're right about that, Rob.
She seems so nice. You see that nice paneling in her trailer?
But then, of course, you know, classic rock listeners are equally well-educated.
Also bright.
Yes, they are.
I saw a report on TV about... who's going to win. And they were saying that she's going to win because there's like 2,000 country stations in America, and there's only 600 classic rock stations.
Yeah, but how many dentists are there?
Dennis will vote for Carrie. Bo has that truck driver gap right there.
No, Dennis will vote for him because they want the business.
That's right.
Didn't we bring that up with Bo Bice's aunt yesterday?
I asked his aunt whether or not he would replace the two.
Penny. Penny Bice.
Dirty Penny.
Dirty Penny.
Oh, Jesus, I'm sorry, everybody. Every line is jammed.
Oh, that's right.
And we've not even started to play the game. Let's try this with somebody here.
Very good.
For the trip to Las Vegas, Rob will need 60 seconds on the clock. What you got to do is be in your cell. We're probably going to have to do this in the next break. I really apologize to everybody because we got to wait for you to get all the way around by the clown's mouth. Here is Don in Tampa Bay. Hi, Don.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing great. Thank you so much for waiting. Don, what fast food restaurant are you at, sir?
Well, you got a choice of two, so you know I'm legit. You got a Church's on one side, and you got a Wendy's on the other.
Wendy's would be the choice. Right. Wendy's would be the choice. Here's how we play the game. Now,
nobody's in line.
Okay, great. You pull up to the window, and when she says, "Welcome to Wendy's," all you can say is, "Seacrest?" And if Seacrest, and if she says out, you're a big fat winner. You're going to Las Vegas.
All right.
But you can't say anything except Seacrest or
Seacrest. Seacrest. Out. That's the way he says it. So it's Seacrest.
Right. Any inflection you like.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Ready to give it a try?
Seacrest.
Yeah, I'm pulling up now. Here we go.
All right. Now, as soon as she says, hey, welcome to Wendy's, we'll put 60 seconds on the clock.
Okay. Somebody, I think this guy's getting in front of me here.
And you are playing for a trip to Las Vegas.
I thought you said there was nobody in front of you.
Well, there wasn't. And then I had to turn.
No.
I had to
Bye.
Turn away from churches.
Oh, come on. Hold on a second.
All right, watch.
Yeah.
Sir?
Yeah.
Where are you at? Where are you at now?
I'm one more person behind.
Can you even diagram that sentence?
One more.
Sure, I understand.
He's one more person, but there's someone in front of him.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to be next, but I had to turn because I didn't know which one you wanted, all churches right, or Wendy. Right,
hold on a second.
He hung back for instructions,
here's
somebody else got in.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi. It's actually Bethany.
I'm
Bethany, like the beach.
Bethany, I'm sorry about that, Bethany. I can see why Joe would write Stephanie. Joe. They sound alike.
It's an Effany sound.
I'm going to Stephanie Beach. How about you? Bethany, are you at a fast food location?
Yes, I'm at the Burger King in Cambridge, Maryland.
Ah, very nice. So you're down actually near the beach.
All right, you're down by 150.
I'm on my way home from work.
Okay, are you at the drive-through window now?
Yes, I'm pulling up right now.
Okay, now you same deal with you. All you can say to this lady is Seacrest. That's all you can say. 60 seconds, you get her to say out without saying anything else, and you're going to win the trip to Las Vegas.
Okay, I'm here.
Good luck.
As soon as... Here we go.
Seacrest! Seacrest!
She might be overdoing it.
Seacrest?
Yeah. Little mine.
Seacrest.
What did you say?
Sorry.
Seacrest.
I just snuck out.
Seacrest.
God damn.
Seacrest.
And you did that thing where you had like your thumb by your forefinger.
That
like,
was Rob doing that.
Little mine.
Seacrest.
Is she saying anything to you at all?
No.
Well, you would have to pause maybe to see if they're going to say something.
All right, why don't you say it again and pause?
Seacrest.
So you're at the drive-thru window and they're saying nothing to you?
Nothing.
I haven't heard anything from them.
Okay, you may break ranks to say, are you there?
Are you there?
Apparently they're not.
Sure, but I'm ready to order to drive through the window.
She told you to drive through to the window?
Yes.
All right, then go ahead and drive through.
And then lay a couple of more Seacrests on her.
Yeah. What, Ravi?
Look very urgent.
Urgent.
It's very urgent.
And I didn't mean that about that little mine thing at all.
Sure you did.
I really didn't.
I didn't mean to make the gesture.
Sure I'm sorry. I just kind of crept out.
I thought you were doing a fine job. Would you stop that? I hate being the nice guy.
You think she likes country music or classic rock?
Yes.
Country.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Well, let me get it back in balance. I think Mark McCarthy is hot.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
And Lark thanks you.
Lard McCarthy.
Oh, wow. See?
The lovely
See?
Woman.
You're back on track now. You're back on track. I got you right back in the swing of Lard McCarthy.
Hello, Bethany?
Yes.
Bethany, what the hell is
going on?
Darling?
I'm at the window. Nobody's coming over.
Wow.
Let's go back to the guy in Tampa. Don.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Pull it up, then.
Which one are you at, sir?
I'm at Wendy's.
Wendy's.
Okay. Wendy's, same thing.
Let's listen.
60 seconds. You can only say secret.
Here we go. Hello? Yes, secret.
What?
Secret. Seacrest!
I don't think they're getting it.
Seacrest!
Disqualification.
I know he's said too much, but I like just hearing him.
Seacrest!
Also, it's quite a testimonial to the publicity
Hello?
Of Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, sorry, say that one more time for me.
Seacrest?
Is that credit?
Hello?
No, keep saying it now. Come on, you're so close.
Seacrest!
She said credit?
Yeah.
Secret.
Secret?
Yeah.
Oh. Secret?
Okay.
That's another request to come to the window.
That's what they all do.
Come to the window.
We don't have Seacrest.
Okay.
All right, Don.
We only serve burgers.
All right, maybe that one was too tough. Maybe we're going to have to go with the Marco Polo or the Chief.
Yeah, they're bringing me to the window now.
When you get to the window, look in the restaurant and see if Lark McCarthy's in there.
We're in Tampa, man. I know who she is from living up there in the past, but...
Well, they were playing the game honestly.
Just so people in Tampa can relate, can you tell us among the... Hold on, did you just... Don't say the S word, but say her name again.
No, I said shoot.
Okay.
Lisette Campos?
Who is it?
I think that's her, Lisette Campos.
And what channel does this lady work at?
She's at Channel 10. She's, like, really pretty, but she's, like, really big.
That's like Lark McCarthy.
Big and pretty.
See, now we've related to another market.
And why don't you order that one while you're at Wendy's, too, since you haven't won the game. Order the big and pretty.
Window now. What should we do?
I'd like
a supersized fries, a Frosty, and a big and pretty.
I'd like the McLark.
You're at the window with me. Seacrest?
Oh, no, forget it. You're a loser. We'll try it with someone else right after this, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Great. I'm looking at you. You wore green so you could hide. I don't blame you. You're a tramp.
Oh,
that was a good one. Oh, that was right where you wanted it. Oh, Mrs. Crane, you're a little monkey woman, you know that?
Yeah.
You're a little monkey woman. You're lean, and you're mean, and you're not too far between either, I bet, are you, huh? Would you like to wrap your spikes around my head?
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Many fancy them as eccentric. Don and Mike.
Right. Don't forget our website, unlike others, is open 24 hours a day.
Yeah, it really is. You can get in there anytime you want.
Daytime, nighttime, Saturday, too.
We'll open our door.
So this is Bank of Maryland, conveniently yours. DonandMikeWebsite.com. That's the address for our website. And now let's give away a trip to Las Vegas, courtesy of Independence Air, FlyEye.com. Don't forget your happy bag with Independence Air. People are going to the drive-through windows and the Seacrest out. Definitely, I don't think it's going
to
work.
Doesn't seem to be working, but there are many other sayings that we can use.
Yes. Let's try Deborah.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Deborah. What fast food place are you at?
I am at Checkers on 28 in Manassas.
Oh, Checkers. Fine location.
I know that's one you like.